Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Let it be your lifestyle to have a quiet time with God first thing as you wake up every day. Listen to Turning Point afterwards, forward it to all on your contact daily. Welcome to Tuesday, the fifth day in November 2024. Day five is Day Grace. May God pour His unusual grace on all my listeners this morning and this day. As usual, open your hands and your heart to receive today's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with Amen, I receive it. On this day called grace, you shall enjoy God's mercy, kindness, help and assistance. In this 11th month of the year, there is what is called the 11th hour miracle. 11 hours, open doors and blessings. Do this. Touch your forehead gently with your right hand and let me pray. You shall enjoy the 11th hour favor. The 11th hour miracle means working less and receiving more. It means coming late and receiving immediate attention. Some people labored much but received small. They labored under the sun and the rain but get little or nothing. They walk like an elephant but eat like a rat. Ah, your life and destiny will not go this way. Your children's and family lives will not suffer this affliction. In Jesus' parable of the 11th hour, please check it up in Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 to 16. Read it when you have the time. The laborers that were hired at the 11th hour, just 1 hour to the close time, got better treatment, better attention, and treated with priority. I prophesy again, this 11th hour of the year, just 1 month more, to go in 2024. May you and everyone connected to you experience miracles, signs, and wonders from God. Where you are, that country, that environment, and in all you do, everything about you will experience rapid progress. This 11th month shall be your best month so far this year. Yes, what January to October ought to have delivered, which they did not deliver, will happen to you for you this month. Oh, your loudest laughter is about to be heard. Your sweetest song is about to be sung. Mouth watering, your best dance is about to happen now. I'm seeing something. I see you in a big celebration. I see people congratulating you and your family through personal call, personal visit, phone calls, SMS, chat, and email. I see congratulating messages coming to you from all sides, far and near. Say Amen, I receive it. Pains, aches, afflictions, and discomfort leave everyone's body system now. After this prayer, take a sip of the blessed water, anoint yourself, declare your total healing. Try doing what you couldn't do before. Sing a song, take a walk. All works of darkness in your body in forms of aches and pains will disappear in Jesus' name. Say Amen. I receive it. Remember to do all that God asked me to tell you to do. Sip the water, anoint yourself, take a walk, sing a song, check your body. You will be totally healed. November 5, born people, your birthday prayers. I prophesy on you. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will celebrate November 5 yearly in joy, in peace, in good health, and in prosperity in Jesus' name. Say Amen, Amen, and Amen. Now, put a special birthday seed, sacrificial thanksgiving seed, in line with the number of your years you are celebrating. If you believe in such faith action, and if it will not stress you, please do so. Now, let's receive guidance, teachings, and counsel for today. Good morning, Daddy, and my wonderful TPGF. There is a certain amount that the students were asked to pay for passport, but I got to know that teachers has a portion from the money. When the photographer came to collect it, as a Christian, is it right to collect such? Because many might still come, though I have collected this one. Thank you, sir. Wow, no. Have nothing to do with such monies. That's corruption. That's exploitation. And that's cheating, using the photographer as a conduit pipe to rip off the unfortunate students. Next, Sir, lately my church introduced offering envelopes to give offerings during Sunday service. But I was surprised to hear that we should write our names on it for record purpose. I don't think it is ideal. I and some others did not comply, while only a few people reluctantly obeyed, but they kept on repeating same every Sunday. I'm confused, sir, because they are not ready to reverse it. Am I rebellious or disobedient by not writing my name there? What should I do, sir? Wow. I try not to discuss church issues on this platform so that we don't appear as criticizing churches. The truth is, different church organizations have their structures, doctrines, and practices. Not all churches will do that, but some do. They may adopt that method for proper accountability and also to know the faithful and the committed members. That does not mean members that are not writing their names are not loyal anyway. However, when you choose to join a church, examine the history, the foundation, the doctrine, the structure, the leadership, and the practices of such a church. If you have made up your mind to join that church, maybe it's your husband's church or family church, please abide with the church regulations, with the church doctrines and practices. Don't criticize the church you belong to. Make suggestions to the leadership if such opportunities are given. If there is no such opportunities and you feel strongly about such practices and you don't agree with, then prayerfully relocate to another church you are comfortable with. Instead of being critical and agitating while still there, you will not grow spiritually anymore and you will not be blessed under such a system again that you are not happy with. Next, good morning, Daddy. I'm an ardent listener of your counseling and I want to make this contribution on acquiring capital for business. Since I was young and started working, I formed the habit of having standing order arrangement with my bank. Every month, a certain amount, even as low as 5K, should be deducted upfront from my account into my savings account, specifically opened. I don't touch this account for any reason. Years later, I have accrued a lot of money, which I use for a specific project. I have taught my children to do the same, and they are benefiting from the advice. They don't borrow to do anything. Hope this advice is useful for upstarting business members of TPGF. Wow. Yes, thank you for this. This advice is most useful and commendable. I recommend it for the upstarting members and listeners. I will only add that such savings should be to start an investment platform, not to build one own house to live in at this stage, but business outfit, production of goods and services, or other investment platform that will grow and multiply the capital. A time will come in that business and investment growth that it will be possible to build your dream house, buy your dream cars, go on your dream vacations from the profit, not the capital. This is how to move from grassroots struggling masses to the upper class of rich and wealthy, comfortable for life. That is my prayers for all TPJ members. All say amen. Next, Daddy, what should I do? For the past 23 years, I have been working with my husband without getting me established. When I moved out for 2 years, I was forced to go back to his business. And now it is affecting my health and I'm still not getting anything for working for him. My husband is also a member of Turning Point. More anointing, sir. Wow. Since your husband is also a member of Turning Point, TPGF members, now please ask, tell him you forwarded this. Let him listen to me. Sir, please address your wife's pains. Your wife is under pain. She's unhappy. She's frustrated, even depressed, to the extent that her health is being affected. Please address this challenge and these pains of her. And if you also have your own side or your reasons for doing this, please let us know so that we can have a balanced view for a proper counsel. Please talk to us. Ideally, husband and wives are supposed to own whatever they own together. there should be no, this is mine, this is yours. Unfortunately, that is not the case with many marriages. For me and my wife, there is no dichotomy at all. We owned all that we own together, and we have peace. Well, let's continue from here tomorrow. Please forward this to your contact. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless all that are on your contact. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain service in Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m. at Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the Fish Market, Abuja. Telephone numbers for contact and direction and information, 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the Prayer Mountain service in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. They will run concurrently. Two services we hold on Thursday in all the places together. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Don't miss it. Prayer Mountain focus this week in all the centers is unlimited breakthroughs in all areas of life. Go and receive teachings, blessings, and anointing for unlimited breakthroughs in all areas of life. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. So, for more information on that, contact Dupe on +234 806 478 8392. Subscribe to TPGL YouTube platform. Let me be able to see your face on the screen and prophesy directly to your life. It's a powerful spiritual exercise, and it is easy. Go to your YouTube and type at The Real Femi Emmanuel. Then subscribe and turn on notifications. Do so now and ask all that's on your contact to also do so as well. Month has ended. So if you're a monthly tither, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the 11-11-11 seed we are sowing this 11th month of the year. People are doing it, 11,111 naira, 11 kobo. 5,000, 6,000, 4,000, 2,111 naira, 11 kobo. 11-11, as many as you can sow and add. Do so. And if you want us to send you the commission's account, including the paper details, send a chart of request to +234 809 789 4000. That number only. Don't ask and answer any other number or any other person. I prophesy to your life this day, this week, this month, you will do well. All that I daily speak to your life under this anointing will be working for you. The prayers you pray for yourself too will bring testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. I love you. Bye.